Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody. Sponsored by and presented by Enecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
David Voon from the Pennington Institute. Welcome, David. Thank you for joining us. You're here to talk about the upcoming 2014 Australian Drugs Conference.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about the conference?
Yeah, it's a conference that brings together people working in, well, people who are interested in alcohol and drug issues, particularly drug issues, getting together to talk about what people are doing in relation to drug use issues and how to link together and how to move forward on tackling the problems associated with drug use. And this year we're focusing particularly on ICE use, which has been, I think, quite big in the media recently.
Yeah, it has, hasn't it? It's had a lot of coverage recently.
Lots of coverage and lots of urgency, I think, that we're hearing both in the community and by community members as well as service providers. So this year we're focusing on the ICE issue and understanding how we got here, what the different problems might be, what the different aspects of the problems might be, and how we might respond in the foreseeable future to effectively tackle those. But it's not only about ICE, it's also got, you know, other, we'll be covering other issues, including a sneak peek at what we call legal highs, which are like the synthetic drugs.
Yeah, that's become a huge, the synthetic marijuana replacement stuff, whatever, you know, people have different names for it, but out on the street that, you know, people can buy that. I've come across a couple of people who've had really big issues to do with becoming addicted to it incredibly quickly and, you know, very sane and rational individuals who, you know, have said, oh my goodness, I can't believe this stuff is available, is so freely available.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing, we don't understand very much about it. I mean, I think the chemistry advances so much quicker than what we know. And so to then understand, well, you know, if you change the structure of these drugs, how does it actually affect the brain and then what the impact might be? So those are questions that will be covered in the conference as well.
Wow, it's going to be really fascinating. And you know, when people talk about recreational drugs, you know, what makes the difference? How do people define that difference generally when they're talking about recreational drugs as opposed to any other sort of drug? What does that really mean?
Yeah, I think recreational drug use is a term that's kind of been around in the 90s to differentiate between what was then seen as the main core drugs like heroin versus the recreational / party drugs like ecstasy, which people tend to use as part of, you know, when they're going to clubs and such. But I think these days, you know, the term recreational drugs probably isn't used as much anymore. And it's really... I mean, obviously, people use drugs for recreationally in the recreational context, and some people then do get addicted to them. But it's any drugs does have an addictive capacity for it, depending on each individual.
Yeah. And just because you're not taking it between 9 and 5 doesn't mean that it's not a drug.
No, that's right.
And doesn't mean that there's not potentially an issue.
That's correct. And I think something, sorry, Amy.
No, that's fine. You go.
Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, like I think something like amphetamines or the class of drugs like amphetamines that used to be called speed, I mean, that was sort of like a party drug. And people do talk about going to dance parties and taking speed there. And, you know, drugs like ICE, for example, might be used in a recreational context, but we know from the service providers, like people in the police force and the ambulance officers are saying, well, you know, they do have consequences. And these obviously have been very much televised and talked about in the media recently.
Sorry.
That's all right. What exactly is ice when you say ice, because we hear it a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that we actually really understand much about it in the general population.
Sure. I'm not a chemist, so no, I can't go into that. Yeah. But ice or methamphetamines used to be, has a similar structure like speed, which in the past the chemical name was amphetamines. So ice is a very pure form of methamphetamine. So it's been crystallized. Don't know how you do that, but you know, in the labs they do something, and then so the crystals come out, and so the crystals are very pure forms of the drug, and so they're quite potent, and hence I think the effects that it has. Stronger effects that it might have on the brain and then on behaviour.
There's quite a bit of a heightened sexual sensitivity and desire that comes with it, from my understanding, as well as a heightened part in the brain around emotion. So you can get people who can be incredibly elevated emotionally, either violently or ecstatically, but you kind of a lucky dip to kind of know what's going to come out at any particular time.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it's highly addictive. So it concerns me that our community, the LGBTI community, have a higher rate than the general community in many studies of mental health issues. Mm. And as a lot of people who come from marginalised, backgrounds do. And there seems to be a high level of self-medication that tends to be seen across the LGBTI community. Is there anything that's going to be discussed at the conference at all about issues that might reflect the needs of, what's happening in the LGBTI community at all?
Yeah, certainly. We've got a couple of presentations at the conference, one focusing on the risk of HIV infection amongst men who have sex with men, and that's really new research in the area that hasn't been done before. And we've also have another presentation that's focusing on, some of the contextual issues or why gay men might be using drugs like ice. Certainly we, apart from these, there are broader types of discussions that might be relevant to people in the GLBTI community, such as presentations on performance and image enhancing drugs like steroids and why people might be using them, and I think one in particular, it's around masculinity and machismo and how that might influence why young men use substances. So the exciting part about the conference is that it's not just dry presentations but research. We're trying to pull in different aspects of the issue of drug use generally, but ice in particular, and to explore it from all of these different perspectives so that we can get a broader understanding of the issue. And our aim for holding these conferences is to make sure that it's a thought-provoking event. So when people attend it, they hear new information, or they get to think about old information or information that they know in a different way, and to start to think about the issues a bit more differently. And hopefully that then sparks off some kind of creativity in terms of working out solutions forward.
Which is great, because it is a very complex topic.
Joy.
Could you tell the listeners when the conference is and how they can find out more?
Sure. The conference is on the 14th and 15th of October, so about a month away. It'll be held at the MCG, and for more information on the conference, you can go to www.australiandrugsconference.org.au. So that's Australian Drugs Conference, all lowercase, all one word, .org.au.
Great. Does it cost much to come along?
It costs, it doesn't cost too much in relation to what conferences cost these days.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly it's pitched towards people who are working in the sector and people who are interested in the issues or working in the sector. So,
So it's not necessarily people who can you be general public, or is it mainly people who are going to be working in the sector that it's?
Well, people from the general public are free to attend. I mean, certainly I realise that the cost on the website would seem a bit prohibitive, but then they can always email us and ring us to see if we can do something about that.
Yeah. Great. Well, good luck. And
thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure. And I hope it goes very well. There's some great research coming up, and people should keep their eye out for that as well.
Melbourne gets the best mix of music weekdays. Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.